Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. As we just told you, the markets have a short day of trade today, closing at noon. We're going to spend the next couple of segments taking a look at prices and production prospects for the meat industry. Even though pork and broiler production is expected to increase next year, total meat output will likely decline due to a cutback in beef production.
The numbers of cattle, especially heifers, being sent to slaughter or to feedlots have continued to increase over the last few months. And one analyst says, of course,
higher cow slaughter and higher placements now, it just means that even further down the line, it's going to continue to tighten up supplies.
So much so that for 2024, USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekanowski says,
what we are expecting to see for the coming year is a fairly sharp reduction year over year in beef production, so down about 1 billion pounds.
Or about a 4% decline in production at 25.8 billion pounds. And that, of course, is likely to bring on what Mark calls
really very historically high steer prices.
USDA currently projecting steer prices next year to average almost $185 a hundredweight. That would be up 4% from the already high prices we've been seeing this year. Consumer beef prices are already running about 9% higher than a year ago. Meanwhile, the situation for the pork industry, that's a little different. Over the last few months for hog producers,
prices have been relatively soft.
So there hasn't been a lot of incentive to boost pork production very much in 2024. Mark Jekanowski thinks next year's pork output will be what he calls
relatively flat. I mean, up just a bit, up about 500 million pounds year over year.
Or a little less than a 2% increase at 27.7 billion pounds. Now, as far as hog prices go for next year,
we're anticipating some growth,
but not as much as was being forecast even a month ago.
Just because we're not quite seeing the level of demand that we had anticipated.
So the new forecast for average hog prices next year?
$60.25 per hundredweight. That would be up about $1.30 per hundredweight year over year.
Or about a 2% increase from this year's average hog price. Meanwhile, consumer pork prices are running below last year by a little over 1%, but next year they could edge up by an average of about 2%. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The U.S. saw growth of almost 31% in net farm income from 2021 through 2022. The five agricultural states with the highest net farm income include Texas, followed by Minnesota, California, Iowa, and Illinois. North Dakota also showed strong growth. However, Kansas and Washington net farm income declined. This is Inside Agriculture. Time for a weather break.